Welcome back once again. The National FFA Convention is underway in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Susan Littlefield, and this interview is being powered by the folks at Nutrient Ag Solutions. Aubrey Siffering joins us now. Aubrey is in college, part of the Shelby Rising City FFA. And Aubrey, before we even jump into why you're here at convention as a college kid, let's just talk about your involvement in FFA, some of the things that you were able to achieve when you were still in high school.
Yeah, absolutely. FFA was a big part of my high school career. I was super involved. I was an officer all 4 years, competed in ag demo, livestock judging, found all sorts of things that I loved about FFA. One of the biggest things I enjoyed in FFA, though, was we started a progress show in our county. So every summer we got to run that livestock show and just watch it grow from start to finish every year was amazing, and made a lot of connections by doing that, too.
Now, you're involved in college, soon going to be wrapping up your second year, which just blows my mind. You got an interest in ag communications, ag comm of some sort.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always known I wanted to be an ag, and I really like to tell the story of ag, to be a part of ag in any way that I can, so I think ag communications would be a great fit for me.
I love it. Someday we'll be able to hear you, hopefully on the radio, if I have any influence on you, Aubrey. But more importantly, you are here because you are receiving your American degree. Let's talk about the process that you had to go through to receive this degree.
Yeah, absolutely. So to start, I had to get all my degrees in high school, so being consistent from freshman year, getting every degree I could. And my SAE was with my market lambs every summer that I got to show in 4-H. And that was just a really interesting experience. We don't have livestock outside of that, so that was a really good opportunity for me to get in the livestock side of things of ag, was by doing that.
So for you, as you did the process, did you have to do any interviews or just fill out all the paperwork and submit it?
I did have to do an interview for my state degree last year. After that, it was filling out a whole other year of paperwork and bookkeeping for the American degree.
What is it like to find out that you're going to get to walk across the big stage at the 98th FFA convention?
It was super exciting. It was even exciting just to know that I get to come back. After my senior year when I came here, I didn't know if I'd get to come back, but coming back and getting the American degree even makes it even sweeter.
And that's like the pinnacle of anybody's FFA career goals, is to get that.
Absolutely.
What would you tell somebody who's interested in joining FFA, whether they're still in the middle school aspect or they're in high school at this point?
Absolutely, I would tell them to go for it. FFA has so many different opportunities and so many different paths you can take in it. It's just a great organization to be a part of in any way. Ag is a part of everyone's life, so it's a part of everyone, and I think it's a great opportunity for anyone that is even thinking about it.
And FFA's kind of turned into a family affair for you guys as well. Now your brother's in FFA, and he's a senior, so getting the opportunity to do a lot of things as well.
Absolutely. He loves it, and he is also growing his SAE with his plant business, so that's been a new, exciting thing to see him take it in a different way.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in your future, and congratulations on your American degree.
Thank you so much.
Aubrey Siffering joining us here. She's with the Shelby Rising City FFA out of the state of Nebraska at the National FFA Convention, being powered by Nutrient Ag Solutions. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.